engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. Tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Muslim.
Yesterday we discussed verse number 6. Let's quickly do a recap. And that is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about Yaqub alayhi salam's second response. Or the second point in his response to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The first point was a very clear, don't tell your brothers. And he gave the reason for that. Now, the second part, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجِتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam told Yusuf alayhi salam, thus will your sustainer choose you. And we explained that he already saw signs in Yusuf alayhi salam, special qualities. Now the dream, he realized that this son of his was going to enjoy special material and spiritual favors from Allah, including prophethood. وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ And Allah will teach you the correct interpretation of things. Not only the interpretation of dreams, we know that Yusuf alayhi salam became an expert in the interpretation of dreams, but also in the interpretation of things. Allah granted him the grasp of facts in its appropriate place and context. He could identify the consequences and the outcomes of all affairs. And that is a phenomenal bounty, as I explained yesterday. وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ And Allah will complete His favor upon you and upon the household of Yaqub, as He completed it before this upon your two forefathers, Ibrahim and Ishaq. So Yaqub alayhi salam spoke about the family of Yaqub, but when he spoke specifically about the forefathers on whom Allah had completed His favors, he mentioned only Ibrahim and Ishaq and not himself. He was the immediate forefather of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet he did not mention himself out of humility. And from this, there was an indication that Allah will commission great prophets and kings from your progeny, O my son Yusuf. Just as we see that Ibrahim had Ishaq and Ishaq had Yaqub, and now Yaqub had Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So his ancestry was noble, his lineage would also be noble. Al-Karim ibn al-Karim, ibn al-Karim, ibn al-Karim, Yusuf ibn Yaqub, ibn Ishaq ibn Ibrahim is what we discussed yesterday, that he was a noble, the son of a noble, the son of a noble, the son of a noble. Now, we move on into the second ruku of Surah Yusuf, and that's verse number 7, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ Surely there is in the story of Yusuf and his and the story of his brothers signs for those who inquire. In the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers, there are signs for those who inquire. That's what we learn from here, right? So what does this mean? You will find signs of guidance, signs of admonition. Allah's grand wisdom and power will be impressed in your heart when you read this story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers, as mentioned in the Quran. So the first point that the Mufassirin raise here is that there is signs for those who inquire, for those who want to see the signs. There are signs for them, signs of guidance and admonition, signs of the grand wisdom and power of Allah in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Beyond that, there is a clear evidence of the authenticity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's claim of Nubuwwah. Because remember what we discussed earlier on, the Meccans wanted to outwit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam by asking him a question that he could not answer. And they sought help from the Jews of Medina at the time, and they said, ask him the question of Yusuf and his brothers. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam now related it to them in such a refined and such an accurate way that it could have been from no other source but divine revelation. So that is something that is mentioned here, and that in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, there is a sign for those who inquire about the authenticity of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is another sign that the Mufassirin have mentioned, and that is for the Quraysh. Like Yusuf alayhi salam, his brothers were jealous of him, and they tried to remove him from the equation. They tried to harm him. But all that happened was he came back stronger and he prevailed over all of them and he forgave them in the process. The same thing would happen. The Quraysh were jealous of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They left no stone unturned in harming Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Eventually they drove him out of Makkah, but he came back stronger. He conquered Makkah and he forgave them all in the process. Echoing the same words that Yusuf alayhi salam echoed when he told his brothers, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Rabbi sallallahu alayhi salam said the same thing, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. There is no reproach on you today. So the Meccans also been given a sign that like the brothers of Yusuf tried everything to remove him from the equation, you cannot stop the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in the same way, learn the lesson. They didn't learn the lesson then, but we should learn the lesson now. They still drove Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of Makkah, and eventually what happened was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then returned as the conqueror of Makkah. So Allah says in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, ayat, there are many signs, lissa'ilin, for those who inquire, for those who really want to see the signs. For them, there are many signs. So learn from the lessons of the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, the story itself and the issues surrounding the story like we've just discussed.